Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, "Hey, Marky"? It might be as almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Tell his friend Giannis can only help the Bucks chances. Edition. The I heard rave reviews of the Killers concerts at the AmFam Amphitheater, as I've been known to call it. Nothing but very positive reviews about that show. Can't wait to hear what Tausch thought. Edition. And the it is the rarest of all birds. The carrier pigeon message that I've got the open edition.
Oh, I love it.
Of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course, everything you could possibly need. All in one convenient place on the all-new, all-customizable, all-redesigned, all-free ESPN Wisconsin app, which you can download from both the Apple and the Android app stores. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. I'm still adjusting after Friday's show, though, from Squat Fest. So I decided to bring back a little more of that feel.
Nice.
Thank you very much. Smoothie. That's really disorienting. Not sure how you did it, but you did a great job with all the Badgers. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studio.
The audio audience has no idea what just happened, and that's fine.
That's why you got to watch that video, people. Subscribe and chat in the YouTube comments. Dwell there if you wish. And from his undisclosed location, he is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm always great when, I don't know if it was Saturday or
Saturday
Sunday
evening. Saturday evening, my friend.
Saturday evening, which I'm not sure. Like, normally we don't communicate a ton on Saturdays.
It's true.
You said I got the open, and I said, I don't want to hear anything else about it. Let it rip. So, Jason Wilde, let it rip.
All right, before I start, I have a couple questions for you. I also want to wish our good friend John Kerry, retired from the Mac Fund, a happy birthday, because
he is
the father figure in my life that I am incredibly appreciative of, although he would have been embarrassed by me, as Paula would have been had she been along. But Madison Wilde was very supportive. And that's really the important thing, because she was the one person who was with me when I had a bit of a situation on Saturday night. Before I begin, I have two questions for you, Mark Tauscher. One, how often do you use your debit card?
Never.
Yeah, that's the answer I was hoping for. Jesse, how often do you use your debit card?
Not never. Infrequently. I use my Associated Bank credit card primarily, but
right.
I do have
Me
the
too.
Debit card available. I use the debit card a lot if I'm going to the ATM, if I want cash for any reason, going to a sporting event or the Hard Rock Casino or anything like that. That's the sure. main purpose I use the debit card for, is to pull yeah. cash out of an ATM.
And I'm not wagering, and I'm not going anywhere where I need cash generally, so I'd never use it. And when I mean never, you'll understand in a second. Question two, Tausch. How much yeah. do you love Coors Light?
A lot.
I love it a lot. That's how I feel about Bubbler. Like, Coors Light is your beverage. Bubbler is my beverage. And so on over the week, and I think it continues through the 4th of July, Woodman's, great partner on the Milwaukee Brewers Radio Network and 620 WTMJ. They also sell ice cream.
And I guess they also sell ice cream.
they actually sell a lot of ice cream. They have a whole aisle of it. Phil Woodman's been on the show. Would love to rekindle our partnership because Paula does all the grocery shopping generally. And Woodman's, as you may know, requires either cash or a debit card.
Just for the record, I don't know.
Okay, well, those who shop at Woodman's know. So they're having this great sale from our partners at Pepsi, where if you spend $30 on Pepsi products, of which Bubbler is one of them, it's a $10 coupon. And you know I love my coupons.
Wow.
You're a coupon guy.
I am a big coupon guy.
Big
yes.
coupon guy.
Or coupon? Anyway,
whatever.
So
heard it both ways.
You yeah. love it when I've got the open. Remember, yeah. keep telling yourself, I love it when he's got the open. I love it when he's got the open.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm waiting.
You,
I'm
I can Let's sense go. Your skepticism, and I get
no,
it.
No, not at all.
No,
I'm not skeptical.
If this was a new Netflix show, Becca already would have said, "I'm out. Pick something else."
Gotta
I'm not gonna
stage.
Lie to you. You've went over about six. Pages of coupons at Woodman's that I don't necessarily want to, but I am still very engaged.
We're still taking off on the plane. Long way to go.
Now, if you start talking about their chips that they have on sale and other stuff, okay.
None of those things. So we go to stock up on Bubbler. Okay. Like some people have a beer fridge, I have a Bubbler fridge in the garage. So every $30 you spend, you get $10 off. So you basically have to buy 5 6 packs of Bubbler for every coupon you're going to use. So Maddie and I, we choose all the different flavors. I think that you'd have to check with Tier 1 Tyler, but I think we're up to 13 flavors.
A lot of flavors.
I have $115 in cash from a few big sales on Facebook Marketplace, including some hangers. So I'm ready.
Right.
We go to the checkout with our 25 Bubblers. We start checking out. We scan our coupons. Lovely woman who was working at the self-check was helping us. I've brought my debit card in case $115 isn't enough. Total it all up, it's $115.17.
Okay.
And I joked to Maddie, it's going to be the smallest debit charge that Woodman's has ever had, 17 cents. So I put in my $20 bills and my $5 bills, 17 cents is the remaining balance. I put in my debit card, and it's declined.
Uh-oh.
I pull it out. I look at it. It's got that beautiful Associated Bank logo on it. Expired 5/25.
Ooh, tough
one. Just missed it.
Now, here's the issue. Our lease on our Nissan Sentra, and they don't sell ice cream at Boucher, but that's where I got it from, expired last week, so I got a new vehicle. I got a new Sentra. I have not reloaded all of the items that had been in my previous vehicle into it. So I have,
you don't have any change.
I have no change in the car.
Yeah.
Not 17 cents. Even have
I go back to the car. I bring my entire George Costanza wallet, and I am going through every card I have. We have a business debit card. We've got another old bank debit card. All of them fail because they're all expired because I never use debit cards. So now we're standing
but
at the checkout.
Luckily, you had eight hangers in the back of your car, and you sold it in front of Woodman's. That's my early prediction. All right, continue.
Scalping hangers in the Woodman's parking lot.
He's selling hangers in front of Woodman's.
Hey, Cheryl! Cheryl, you want a hanger?
Here's the deal.
Eight for a quarter. It's a steal.
If you spend a dollar on hangers, we'll give you a pack of gum.
Spend a dollar on hangers, we'll give you 83 cents back because all we need is 17 cents.
Oh, so now
we're stuck, and I brought up the coupon, which you may not have thought was germane, but here is also the other problem. If I put back one six-pack of bubblers, it negates one of the $10 coupons. So I have to put back more than that. So there's no easy, like, just put it back and pay.
So we are
stranded at 17 cents owed to Woodman's. And the nice gal that's helping with self-checkout says, you don't have 17 cents? No, I don't.
Fair question.
Maddie, always trying to be helpful, says, well, I can walk around the store, see if there's any loose change laying on the ground.
Smart.
Another good idea.
That is an option.
Another thought was, okay, we're going to have to go panhandle out in front of Woodman's for 17 cents.
Sure.
My question before I tell you the hero of the story is this. Other than your brilliant idea of selling hangers, which I remind you I don't have with me because nothing is in the car.
Oh, because you got the new car. Yeah.
What would you have done?
$115
is already in the machine.
I think the way you do it is you just ask the checkout person, can I come? Because you're not far. It's not like you're in Green Bay.
It's true.
So just say, can I come back? I'll give you five, you know, I'll bring back whatever to pay for it.
My 17
Or can
cents.
You lend me this and I will come back? I think that is probably the right play. That's a tough look when you only got seven. You're missing 17 cents, though. It's one thing if it's like $15. You don't have one credit card in your wallet that
you can't use
with?
A credit card. It's only debit cards. And because I never use my debit cards, I didn't even realize they were all expired. It's also Saturday night. There are no other customers checking out in the self-checkout area.
Sure. Yeah.
So as I'm staring,
it's a shame it's not like those gas stations where you have the little grab pennies and you could have just started collecting pennies.
I'm going to take 17 of them, which I think would be IPT. So I'm standing there staring at the 17 cents still owed message on the screen. And I'm starting to get an anxiety attack. And suddenly, I don't see this person coming. They put their hand on my shoulder, and they say, is there a problem, Mr. Wilde? And I turn and look.
It's Phil Woodman.
No, close. Every time we shop at Woodman's and I'm along, I see Brad, who is part of their leadership team, who is a huge fan of the show. Like, put this right up next to the jury box with Jesse. I said, yeah, I put in my cash and I'm 17 cents short on our bubblers. Brad reaches into his pocket, pulls out a quarter, drops it into the checkout machine. We're paid up. I hand him back his 8 cents. And I tell him, thank you for your service. And this will be the topic to start Monday's show. A lifesaver. So, Brad.
Nah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Now I have to figure out something nice to do for him as a thank you. So I don't know what else.
Well, let me ask you this.
My options were.
Does he like Hansel? Does he like Hansel and Gretel? Because to me, you go get him that poster of Hansel and Gretel, everybody's going to be pretty happy.
So we emerged with our bubblers. We stocked this fridge when we got home, and there was a happy ending to our story. But 17 cents. I tell Paula this, and she says, and I quote, "I would have left you there." Which I get it. I don't blame her.
No.
Yeah, she would have walked out.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. Not nice, but fair.
Why would she have walked out?
Tough, but fair. I assume she would have at least gone to find 17 cents or do something,
sure.
But maybe not. Maybe she just would have abandoned me because I was so embarrassing. So all's well that ends well.
You get a new debit card?
Well, it turns out that the good people at Associated Bank had sent it months ago.
I was going to say, I think they just, like, send them to you, and you just got to activate them.
I thought it was, like, auto-renewed. Yeah.
Yeah, again, I believe it is active. I believe it was just somewhere on a stack of mail in the kitchen and not in my wallet. So thank you to Brad. Thank you to Maddie for not being overly embarrassed by me. And thank you, Associated Bank, for sending me my ATM card on a timely fashion. That's on me. It's not on the team at Associated
Bank.
So, that's how my weekend went. How was yours?
I could have sworn you were going to say Mike McCarthy was the one who came up to you in the line.
So, I think he's back in town. I got to go find him. I got to go check in with him.
He did leave that opening. He really, that was a very well done story, the way you paused. That was well delivered. Now, we don't know Brad. I mean, I don't. I don't know if Jesse does.
Jordan Love could have come up and said, hey.
Well, Jordan Love was busy getting married, so I knew it wasn't him.
Busy weekend, yeah.
Okay.
So, there you go. That was why.
Did they let you Venmo? Could you have Venmo?
See, that's and again, that's my thing, right? Like, we have Venmo, PayPal. We got all these different ways to pay. But if your debit card, like in my case, is expired, or all of them are, what other option do you have? You don't have. They don't take Venmo at the grocery store, so
no, you could have Venmoed the person a buck, and they give you a dollar, and it would have. You know what I mean?
Luckily, Brad stepped in. I could have used that advice if Brad had not been there. But you know, not all heroes wear capes.
Way to go, Brad!
So
yeah, what I think Brad's early leader for Feel Good Friday this week, even though we don't have a show Friday. If we did, he'd be the leader.
Well, it's a good thing we feel good Monday. Delivered by Brad and painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. All right. How are the Killers? I'm dying to know.
Are we doing that right now?
See what I did there?
The Killers and dying? That's not bad.
Thanks.
Let me tell you something. I have been to, I don't know how many of their shows now, and it's better every time I go. My voice is a little raspy because I think almost every song I was jamming out to, it was hot. But it is, if you can go and you like their music at all, go. It was a fantastic show. It wasn't great that I had an 8 a.m. game back Saturday morning for our tournament, but everything else was fantastic. We had a great group, and we killed it. It was a fantastic set. I could not have been happier with the Killers.
Did you catch Chasen Mason on one of the side stages on your way in, or did you miss out on Mike Cotter's band?
No, I think we caught a little bit. It was called Cold War Kids, I think was the name of the opener. And they had a song that I actually knew, so that was good. But
they covered
the
Sabrina Carpenter?
No, Sabrina. I don't think she wasn't there, I don't believe. But the nice thing is, and I think there's I'm not going to give out advertising. There's another stage right next to the amphitheater, and you could listen. And actually, you got done. Killers ended about 11:30. There still was another half hour of music jamming right next to it. Summerfest has done a fantastic job of making it's, it used to be, and this was years ago, it felt really congested and blech. Like it just, you felt like you were, now there's just, it feels like there's a better flow and you don't have, there's obviously still huge crowds, but it was beautiful, Jason, to answer your question. We missed you. It's a bummer that you and Paula were doing bubbler runs instead, but it was good.
If only we had been invited. I invite you to replace your Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, or replace your windows, with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, which, by the way, to top off my weekend, I was flipping through channels last night. There's a show called Project Pitch It. I don't know if you're familiar with this program. It's like Shark Tank, but it's a local one.
Okay.
On the panel, Stephen Gruber, son of David Gruber. Okay. Grubeloffs is one call, that's all. And Gina Della, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, who I learned was a high-level competitive figure skater in her youth as she was discussing it. Swear to Pella.
Gina Della was a figure skater?
There was a product that a young person was... It's like an app for recovery from injuries for young athletes. And Gina mentioned her figure skating career. So that's how I ended my weekend, learning that tidbit about Gina Della.
What was the name of that movie where the figure skater ended up falling in love with the hockey player? What a great... I'm not going to get hyperbolic, but it's a top five rom. It's not a rom-com. Just a romantic
sports movie.
Oh, no. I just think the whole concept of it, awesome. And you're telling me Gina is in the likes of, like, Christina Yamaguchi and Michelle Kwan? I'm trying to think of other figure skaters. Who else do we got? Who are the GOATs figure skaters
Tara
for
and
us?
Johnny. They're the ones that they do all the announcing now.
Tanya Harding.
Oh, Nancy Kerrigan, too. Yeah, I forgot about her.
Sure.
Never going to forget about Pella Windows and Doors. And the time is now. It is the 30th of June. Time to upgrade your windows and doors, but you don't want to spend a fortune. Well, Pella's the best in the industry, and it has a product line for every budget. Right now, today, last day, get no interest and no payments for up to 2 years. So if the plan is to wait, guess what? Get it now. And wait to start making payments for up to 2 years later. This deal ends today, June 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
We'll get to Jesse's weekend a little bit later in the show because we've got some fun audio to recap his evening at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. But next, I do want to touch on Bobby Portis's return, because we had our Bucks buddy Justin Garcia on the show. We've been talking about the Bucks finances and how they're going to keep pieces together to keep their star player happy. I have to think this one is going to help with that process. We'll talk about it next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. Coming out of my cage, and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all. It started out with a kiss, had it ended up like this. It was only a kiss, it was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep, and she's calling a cab while he's having a smoke, and she's taking a drag. Now they're going to bed, and my stomach is sick, and it's all in my head. But she's talking.
We'll get to Jesse's weekend, which he spent in part with his parents and Terry Bradshaw. Terry Bradshaw and Jesse's parents walk into a casino. We'll hear more coming up. Tausch, Bobby Portis, 3 years, $44 million. We're going to get into this a little bit further in the 10 o'clock hour. But the breaking news over the weekend, he declined his player option and then got a new deal. I know there are some opinions on this, but for me, as our Bucks buddy had said, he's going to probably start now, potentially. And he is someone that obviously Giannis enjoys playing with. What did you think when you saw this news come across your desk?
Well, I think it's obviously for all of us that want Giannis to stay, I think that's a positive. As far as, you know, is that going to move the needle forward for us winning another championship? I think Bobby Portis is an energy guy. I think he's somebody that is a role player. But it just feels like if you're banking on him being one, you know, if, like you just mentioned, if he's going to be a starter, I like him more as a bench spark guy compared to a starter. I'm counting and banking on him for a certain amount of production. So he's getting older. I think it is a position where when you can retain your own guys, I think that helps out with the bird rights. And I'm not an expert on that. But Bobby Portis, I think, has proven that he brings a value to this team. He's a good player. He's somebody that I think you can count on for some spurts. He can score it. But I'm not sure on the defensive end if that's going to be – I like it, but I don't love it. I guess okay. If that makes any sense. I think it's the right play, but I don't love it as far as us as Bucks fans looking at this and saying, this is going to be a move that puts us over the top. If this helps keep Giannis content and happy – then I'm even happier with it than maybe even Bobby. Probably not, though.
We'll hear from a few of your fellow ESPN NBA experts during the 10 o'clock hour on this. Jesse, before we get to your time at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford with Terry Bradshaw and your ma and pa, you said that you were getting some texts on the Carbless Talk and text line for alternatives to Brad and his quarter. I'm curious who else would have even, nothing against Brad, who again saved the day, but I heard you guess Mike McCarthy. Jordan Love was obviously getting busy, married, he was unavailable. Did we have Tanya Harding? Who else did we have?
So I would give
helping out.
You know, you don't say you want the open very much. I would grade your open about a 9 out of 10. I think the only thing missing, kind of like a Super Bowl commercial, the only thing missing was a celebrity cameo to finish it off. So multiple texters, including Tucker and Wausau. The only other person that would have been better to lend Jason a quarter would have been Chipotle Ben Sims.
That would have been a capper, yeah.
And Tucker is not the only person who has texted in saying Chipotle Ben would have been the perfect Packers cameo appearance to lend you a quarter for your 17 cents.
Yes, it would have. I do like Chipotle Ben, and he does, I believe, have a role on this team as the third tight end. Just like Tausch has a role right now of telling us about his love of Coors Light as I express my love of Bubbler.
Yeah, a few Coors Lights over the weekend at a couple of concerts, and whether you're tailgating for a concert or pregame, enjoying your experience during the game, or celebrating a big win after the game, crack open a Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light. Brewed with a 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it is made to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado.
I'm sorry, a couple of concerts?
Yeah, we were at Morgan Wallen last night.
You went Killers, Morgan Wallen in like a 72-hour window?
Yeah, it was a lot. It's been the
old surprised you could even talk.
I'm amazed that I'm answering the bell today.
No way. Now, I would have worked today if I was you.
In fairness,
we know that.
Just. I don't know a lot of Morgan Wallen's songs. This was more of a. This wasn't Killers. Was for me. Let's just put it that way.
Well
Morgan
said.
Wallen for others. Yeah.
Well said. So you went to the Killers and Morgan Wallen. Jesse went to Hard Rock Casino Rockford for Terry Bradshaw. And I had Brad and my bubblers.
17 cents short.
At Woodman's. We will hear about Jesse's weekend and his interactions with Terry Bradshaw. Which is this? You have a did you hear this? Is this like bootleg audio from his show?
Or was it an exclusive Jesse Nelson special backstage?
Well, no, it says Terry Bradshaw answers a fan question.
Well, that would be a giveaway that it is not an exclusive then. Yeah.
We'll hear it all next. It's Will the Attack.
We're on the Bucks.
We don't have any Robins now. It is just, it's Batman.
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
It's just straight up Batman by himself taking on Gotham City.
Madison's home of the Bucks. 100.5 ESPN. I'm the man.
That is the Killers. That is also the original opening theme song of Wilde and Tausch. A little bit of trivia for you there. Nicely done, Jesse.
Is that right?
It is. Indeed, indeed, indeed. Jesse, was Terry Bradshaw the man?
Terry Bradshaw was wildly entertaining at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford last night. I will say that.
Wildly?
Wildly entertaining. Wow. Whatever, like, I wasn't exactly sure what the Terry Bradshaw show experience was going to be.
Neither was Terry.
It was really fun. My mom and dad and I had a great time. Great crowd on hand on a Sunday night. And by the time we got going, it was like 7:45 or so when he took the stage. So it was a little bit later on a Sunday night. Storms were kind of impacted. A little travel with all the other options for people to go to. There was a great crowd on hand at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford last night for the Terry Bradshaw show. He went for about an hour and a half. It was music. He sang classic country music songs, which surprisingly great singing voice. Like, it was really good.
Terry Bradshaw.
He was good. He was a good singer. Yes. And he had live band on stage. Great saxophone player. Great keyboard player. Like, band was fantastic. He, you know, did a little comedy. Like, kind of did like a stand-up interacting with some of the fans. Answered questions in a Q&A format. Played some of the clips from his best stuff from the NFL on Fox and then from some of the movies and TV shows he's been in over the years. It was a true, like, no one else could do the show the way Terry Bradshaw did the show. It was a one-of-a-kind experience, and I would recommend it for football fans if you ever have a chance to go see it again. It was really fun.
What are Terry Bradshaw's greatest country western hits?
He has a few. Like, he sang some covers, of course. I think he led with like three Hank Williams songs, which was a good, like, it kind of gets you warmed up out of the gates. But he had one or two originals because he shared a story that he lost a wager to a friend of his that said he couldn't get a label for an album. So he called a buddy in Nashville and said, can you get me 8 songs on an album? And he won $100 that way by going to Nashville and recording an album. And so he had 8 originals, and one of them he sang last night. It was, again, no one else could do the show the way he did. Like, if you're going to put a show title out called The Terry Bradshaw, you better be an interesting person and live an interesting life. And he certainly has done that.
All right, and what was your parents' review before we get to your bootleg audio?
They enjoyed it. They were grateful that we were able to go and spend some time together. They really enjoyed it. They've been fans of Terry Bradshaw for a long time, as many people. And there were a lot of fans that my parents were not two of the fans who had Pittsburgh Steelers Terry Bradshaw jerseys that had shown up. There were some like custom merchandise people. There are some diehard fans of Terry Bradshaw that are out there. So
did you wear your Favre Vikings jersey?
I did not. I did wear a Packers shirt. I thought there would be more Packers fans in attendance.
Were you underdressed like me at a Steinhoffel's opening?
I was not as well dressed as many of the people who were there, but for what the format of the show was, I was not underdressed. How about that? I wore a Packers shirt and pretty casual, and it was I fit right in. It was good.
All right. Well, I did you
Well, you know, what during those best Bradshaw
what other questions do you have about the Terry Bradshaw
show? What was the best Bradshaw joke that you laughed out loud, like you spit?
Yeah, were you taking notes so you wouldn't forget any of this?
No, I wasn't, and I probably should have. There were many laugh out loud moments in his routine that he was doing. He did. He loved playing up like how they were on a world tour and they had sold out venues in Europe. It was just like, you know, gimmicky kind of stuff like that. But it was funny how he kept it going throughout the course of the entire show.
No, what was the joke? What is his best joke?
19,000 strong here at the Hard Rock Casino tonight. And we looked around. There was no, like, it was like 1,000 people may have been in the venue. It's not a massive venue that we were in. So that was like the recurring joke. Wow, all 19,000.
Jesse. What? No. What was the best joke that he told?
Okay, so he didn't do like a stand. He didn't tell jokes.
Oh, I thought you said he did stand up.
No, when you're a comedian, it's not like you have a joke. Like, what's your favorite joke your favorite comedian has told? Like, it's more just you're
Ovaltine. Why is it called Ovaltine? Jug's round. It's not an oval.
I'm not sure that joke ever gets done on stage, though, in Seinfeld, does it? Certainly not by Jerry.
I didn't check out Kenny Banya. Yeah. Kenny Banya's spinoff never came up, Jason.
Yeah, it was surprising that he didn't get one since Joey did from Friends.
That's true.
Jesse.
Probably would have had about the same.
I just want to – here's what we're going to do. We're gonna push trivia a little bit later in the show.
Okay.
I want to make sure, you know how in the on like the NFL Network or on NFL games or – I'm sure during Brewers broadcasts with Levering and the crew, they say this game may not be retransmitted, rebroadcast, or any other use of this game without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers is strictly prohibited.
I thought about adding one of those for our show. Sometimes people grab clips from our show and use them elsewhere.
They do.
Express written consent.
Was there any such announcement at the Terry Bradshaw program?
I didn't see one.
So there must not have been, is what you're going.
Yep.
All right. Fair. So we will hear from Terry Bradshaw after we hear from Tausch telling us about Hard Rock Casino Rockford and all the great shows that they have there, not including Chris Rock, who is not scheduled to appear, but Kevin Hart is.
After he found out there was 19,000 people to see Terry Bradshaw, you never know. The new Hard Rock Casino Rockford features over 175,000 square feet of gaming and entertainment space, more than 1,300 slot machines, 50 live table games, a sports book, and a rock shop. You can go see a Terry Bradshaw sing and do stand-up comedy and
but
take questions. And what else? And not tell any jokes. What else did he do, Jesse?
He was funny. He didn't have knock-knock jokes. He was funny. He's Terry Bradshaw.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to ask you to just give one small example of a Bradshaw.
Lynn Swan, Jack Ham, and Jack Lambert walk into a pizza joint.
Why did the chicken cross the road? Oh, Terry.
Well, speaking of chicken joints, Jesse, give me the review on the UU Noodle Bar. You know, they got all kinds of diverse dining options at Hard Rock. They got Council Oak Steaks and Seafood, Bricked Italian, and I have been waiting. Jesse, how was the UU Noodle Bar?
We didn't go to the new UU Noodle Bar.
All right.
Yeah.
They also have street tacos.
Too busy telling jokes.
And all kinds of other great stuff. The Hard Rock Live Entertainment Venue, 23,000 square feet, premium concert and event space. It features more than 1,000 feet of LED screens to enhance the experience for up to 2,000 guests. Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Jesse went last night. It's less than an hour from Madison, a premier entertainment destination just off of I-90 in Rockford, Illinois.
I will say this about the UU Noodle Bar. We did not eat there because we got it. We went to the Hard Rock Cafe and sat down because we were a little pinched for time. But I will say at roughly 10 p.m., we were getting ready to get out of there. Full house in the UU Noodle Bar still. It's open till midnight. That is a popular place. So we should get down there and try it for ourselves. I would have liked to last night. My parents kind of felt differently. So we went to the Hard Rock Cafe instead. But we will get to the UU Noodle Bar. That did help, yeah.
Who makes the call on that? Is that Is that George?
Or democracy.
Oh, yeah. Usher George will usually say, yeah, I got this one. All right, cool. Thanks, Pa.
No, no, no. Not about paying, but who goes
where to eat?
Where are you going to eat?
Oh, that's my mom. She's very picky.
I can see that.
Yeah, she's very, she likes to read the menu extensively, and, you know, let's go to this one. Yeah.
Does she make her own, like, side orders, too? Like, if it's a Reuben sandwich, but I want turkey instead of corned beef, is that... Does your mom handle things like that?
Yeah.
No substitutions at the UU Noodle Bar?
She'll usually ask them. She'll grill the wait staff for no apparent reason sometimes just to kind of see if they can provide some information on a dish she's not even going to order. That does happen on a regular basis, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. We have some breaking news. We will get to that. And the Terry Bradshaw bootleg tapes recorded on, I presume, Jesse's iPhone.
I heard there's some real zingers in this stand-up.
We'll hear it all next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN.
You know, it's funny, you Google Terry Bradshaw jokes, there's a bunch of them.
They're all over the place, yeah.
Also, you get Terry Bradshaw rips Aaron Rodgers and calls Steelers a joke for considering the quarterback. So you get kind of both a balance there.
So, Jason, I would hope that a esteemed producer of a wildly popular sports show
it
and
is
life
wildly
show,
popular.
Mm-hmm. When... given the opportunity to ask a pertinent question in an area that is going to be interested, I would think probably asked Terry Bradshaw something last night, right? To get some insight into his, why does he not like Rodgers? Why is that? Like, that would be really good job. That would be, some would say, production value.
Journalism, some might even call it.
So I'm assuming that happened last.
Yeah,
that's
well,
what
we'll
I'm
have,
excited to hear this.
Yeah, we'll have
excited
to wait.
To hear this.
We'll have to wait and listen to the. Did you hear this? The Terry Bradshaw edition. Quick two pieces of news. One from the National Football League. The Steelers traded their three-time All-Pro safety Minkah Fitzpatrick to the Dolphins for Jalen Ramsey, so there's been some changes there in addition to the quarterback for Terry Bradshaw's former team.
They got rid of Fitzpatrick? They got rid of Minkah?
That's what I'm saying. That makes
Whoa.
That story a lot different than it was initially. Yeah. Initially, it was just that they traded for Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
Now, Adam Schefter updating that, including the piece of information that I think is kind of big, are sending Minkah Fitzpatrick back to the Dolphins. That's one. Two.
That has to be a money thing, right? That he wanted a big new deal and the Steelers didn't want to do it.
I'm guessing that would be the case. And then two, Brad from Woodman's wife, Ashley, is in the YouTube comments, and she enjoyed the story. So even though Chipotle Ben was not there to save the day, Brad was, and we appreciate them tuning in.
Welcome in, Ashley.
Now!
Which one
Jesse.
Is she in? Is she in the Milwaukee or Madison?
No, she's in Madison. That's where all the cool kids are.
Okay.
Hang out.
And that's the friendlier of the two?
Yeah, a little less edge. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Time now.
I'm really bummed that for whatever reason, my subscription doesn't allow me to partake. I'd love to jump in the Milwaukee one if I could figure out the subscription and how that all works.
If you would be so kind as to bring some sort of a... electronic device that has your Gmail
sure.
or your Google sign-in on it, I would be happy to help you and troubleshoot that.
Yeah,
for you
I think so we'll do that. We have a couple more stops on our road summer tour, and we'll try to get that worked out next time we meet.
I look forward to it. Time now for Did You Hear This? The Terry Bradshaw Bootleg Edition.
Consider it the radio version of a conversation at the water cooler. It's time for Did You Hear This? On Wildy and Tausch.
So part of the Terry Bradshaw Show at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford is opening up for a Q&A with fans to ask questions. So one of the members of the band walks around with a microphone and goes around and people raise their hand and he comes over and you get to ask Terry a question. So...
Wait a minute. Did you ask one? Because Tausch is getting after you. And he had you to need him. To defend
there
yourself.
No way he didn't.
Right from the jump here before we hear from other fans.
For sure he did.
I did not ask a question.
Did you put your hand up and you just didn't get called on?
Must have.
I put my hand up and it was too late at that point. They had kind of moved. Most of the questions were, so it's a large auditorium that we were in.
19,000 people.
Yeah.
19,000 people.
They were heavily concentrated with the questions on the far right side. We were on the left side, so they did a real quick comb through on the left side, went right up, and that was the end of it. I was hoping to catch them on the return to kind of
raise your hand sooner.
Snuck through. Yeah. So I had the recorder out. I was ready to go. I did have a question in mind that I would have asked them. It was kind of covered in the other questions, though, here. So. This was a question, you're going to hear the voice of the fan asking this question about Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers. And Terry Bradshaw, he didn't elaborate too much on this, but it does bring up, I think, an interesting conversation point. So here is that exchange.
I like your quarterback.
Well, that was the question. Favre leading to Rodgers, now what, Love, what do you think about that? How the whole situation, what do you think, Love?
Well, how good's the team going to be? That's how good he's quality.
Yeah.
So if the team's built around him, it's like Pittsburgh, built around the quarterback and receivers and offensive line, Kenny Pickett would still be in Pittsburgh and he'd still be the starter.
Right.
Yeah. All right? If they didn't coach him up, they didn't give him a player, his ass is in Cleveland.
So he says when talking about Jordan
his
Love.
His what is in Cleveland?
His behind is in Cleveland.
That's what I thought he said.
Yep. Good joke, wouldn't you say? It's more about the team around Jordan Love than it is about Jordan Love. Kind of stems to a conversation we had a couple of weeks ago when assessing Jordan Love's development, don't you think?
You can win with him, but do you win because of him? Mm-hmm. I remember that conversation.
All right, well, Terry Bradshaw's delusional. What is his deal with Kenny Pickett?
He loves him some Kenny Pickett now.
Terry. Kenny Pickett, he's had opportunities. He was in your town with Mike Tomlin and a really good defense. Yes, quarterback play is about how good your team is, but quarterbacks elevate their teams. So this whole Kenny Pickett would be a great if this happened and this. No. Now, we'll see. Maybe he'll end up taking the spot in Cleveland and he'll go win a championship. And then I'm going to call Terry and say I was wrong. But I don't understand his obsession with Kenny Pickett. I don't get it.
Excuse me. Apparently there's still more to this Steelers-Dolphins trade. The Dolphins are also sending tight end Jonnu Smith to the Steelers.
What?
For a late-round pick. Are these all separate transactions, or are we just getting tidbits of the trade?
What is going on?
I've never seen anything like this.
Then you're
going
to say, is T.J. Watt ending up to be included in this by the time this thing's done?
Terrible.
And then Rodgers and Tua are going to switch?
Aaron Rodgers for Tua, exactly.
Did you hear this?
So it was in Rockford, Illinois. There was a good Packers contingency, but it was primarily Chicago Bears fans. So here's what Terry Bradshaw had to say when asked about the hometown Chicago Bears.
Well, first of all, I love the Bears. I love your quarterback, Boyer. Yeah. I love Johnson. The best thing that happened to you, man, you have got a new head coach here in Chicago now. Woo! You are going to love watching the Bears play this year. And you'll recognize where they got to fix it. But he'll fix it. This guy's good.
Loves Ben Johnson in Chicago. We were ranking the head coaches last week. Sounds like Terry Bradshaw would put Ben Johnson ahead of Matt LaFleur just based on that commentary.
I don't know about that, but I want to make sure that we hold that audio. And when the Bears still can't protect their quarterback and this season unwinds feels like every 4 out of 5 seasons for the Bears the last 2 decades does, let's revisit this audio.
Uh-huh.
Ben Johnson, we don't know. We know he is a creative play caller, and he's got a good football mind. nobody has any clue how he's going to be as a head coach. Nobody.
It's true.
And
that is fair.
His little deal with Matt LaFleur that he didn't even barely know, that's a red flag to me. That's awkward. Weird. Don't get it.
Somebody
doesn't
say
mean
it's
he ain't going to be a good coach. Doesn't mean he's going to be a good coach. That would have been another good one, Jesse. Like the Ben Johnson. That was a funny punchline. I don't know. Terry doesn't know. But what we do know is the Bears win every offseason. The last decade, I feel like everybody is always raving about what the Bears are going to do. And maybe one of these years somebody's going to be right. But they have not been right for a while.
Did you hear this?
All right, last one. And
you look distracted over there, big fella.
He's just reading about the Dolphins trade.
I thought there'd be some Ben Johnson follow-up, and you're kind of mind over there.
I'm trying to see who else is being traded here to keep you updated.
Oh,
on the Steelers Dolphins trade.
Well, we're gonna keep
because Michael Klink. Michael Klink thinks I don't know what I'm talking about. Not great for his whole
career. What do you mean?
Did you get got by a fake account?
No, I did. I don't do that sort of.
Adam Schefter. I always fall for the Schefter.
Schefter.
Stuff.
Yeah, no. And he complained about the length of the 17-cent story too.
Wasn't Minka a Dolphin in the beginning of his career?
He was. It's a reunion.
Traded.
Yes.
A first round pick or two to get him. Let me tell you this. I don't think you should ever, if it's not a quarterback, you should never give up two first-round picks for a player that you're going to have to pay in year 4 and 5. I don't think that. Has that ever worked out for the team that is acquiring that player? Khalil Mack, when the Raiders traded him, and you had to give up two firsts and whatever they gave up and paid him a bonko dollars. Does that ever work for the team that's doing the acquiring?
No, not usually.
It feels like it's you're one piece away.
But you're never one piece away.
Well, you can be one piece away if it's like a fragmented, an Odell Beckham Jr., where you can get something on a discount at in the middle of the season. But when you're building and you're saying, I'm going to go get this guy, but I got to give up. That's why when we always go through these trade opportunities with Goody, well, you're going to do this. They're going to get Myles Garrett. They're going to do this. You can do one or the other. You can't do both. You can't give up picks and pay top dollar. If you're going to pick and choose, you'll pay top dollar, Xavier McKinney, Josh Jacobs, but you can't give up collateral damage of giving up two things, because then that weakens you, and then you end up losing picks, and then it becomes a snowball that just rolls on you, and next thing you know, you're buried in snow.
For those of you that are curious, before we finish up here with Terry Bradshaw, the Steelers have now added today Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith. The Dolphins are getting Minka Fitzpatrick and a late-round draft pick. So there is your trade that doesn't involve the Packers, but is interesting the way the news came out, and that's why we've been following it as closely as we have. I believe they're done now. Jesse, you'll be done after you play one more clip.
Did you hear this?
So if I was able to ask a question of Terry Bradshaw, it would have been about Aaron Rodgers joining the Steelers. Somebody else did ask that question. And one of the running jokes that Terry Bradshaw had throughout the evening was that...
This is going to be good. Hold up.
So his agent, Ira, was at the show for the very first time last night. And from that, I will let Terry take it from here, answering a question about Aaron Rodgers.
And we got Aaron Rodgers. I'm not saying anything. My agent's here. Ira, where you at, Ira? Ira's brother. I see you over here. He's ducking. I'm not going to say a word, bro. I swear. Not a word. I will not. Every time I do these shows, every week, I'm quoted in the papers all the way to New York. Not going to happen today. No. I'm good, bud. Solid, right here. Aaron Rodgers, love him.
So that's what he had to say about Aaron Rodgers. Nothing in particular. So,
well, when you call it a joke before it happens, it makes it hard to then make a joke.
Yeah.
But he kind of did. He made it was funny that he wouldn't say anything.
That's why he's a great performer. And like Jesse said, nobody could do it. Ira, that is another name that you just don't hear. How many kids in school, of your kids' school, does anybody have an Ira?
Not to my knowledge.
IRA. It is a name that doesn't seem to be
you can trust.
Being passed along.
Nice.
No, it's true. It's like Ruth and Marky.
Kinda.
Or Terry.
Why do you think hate Raj? Why do you think Bradshaw hates him so much?
It's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. I think he thinks he's weird.
Thinks he's going to take his job like you want him to on Fox? Oh,
maybe.
Yeah, Bradshaw, he needs to just go on the road and keep doing this. It sounds like he is really, he's found his niche.
He's thriving in this, yeah?
He has indeed. All right, anything else that we have not covered from Terry Bradshaw that you'd like to add, Jesse, before we move on from...
Doesn't it feel like if you go to Terry Bradshaw on a Sunday night, doesn't it feel like you have to have a Salisbury steak with some mashed potatoes? And that's got to be the meal when you go to that, right?
What?
I'm just... like, if I'm stereotyping...
I'm sorry, why?
Because if I'm saying... You're going to an early matinee of Terry Bradshaw.
It was
you
gotta
have
a matinee. It was 7:30 at night. What do you mean matinee?
I feel like if you're going to see Bradshaw, you're having mashed potatoes with a Salisbury steak. That's what it feels like to me. You know, the meal's set up for what you're gonna go do. I think that's one of those where you sit down with some carrots and a little nice pile of mashed potatoes with some gravy and a Salisbury steak flopped on there. That's what a Terry Bradshaw meal would be. That's his pregame meal.
Do you say this for other acts? Like, you went to go see the Killers on Friday. What's the meal you affiliate with the Killers?
Oh, the Killers, it's kebab. It would be a kebab and like something fresh. Like a.
So you have thought about this.
The mozzarella. What's that
food
mozzarella
the
salad? The caprese. It feels like a caprese and a kebab deal to me, the Killers.
You got more?
Morgan Wallen?
Yeah, Morgan Wallen last
Morgan
night.
Wallen, big old bowl of chili. Like, that's a chili show. You get a big old bowl of chili.
No
but
further questions.
Just to be clear, you didn't eat at any of these shows that you went to.
Yesterday at Morgan Wallen, we did not, no. Oh, no, we ended up getting pizza. It was more of a pizza show last night.
Thought it was a chili show.
Pull off. Huh?
I thought you just
no,
said it's
a if
chili
I was setting
show.
Up and planning, it would be a big old crock pot of chili.
For each roll at Camp Randall. All right. Let's move on. We'll kick off the 10 o'clock hour by discussing Bobby
Will
Portis.
Wilde and Tausch, I think, is a sausage and egg burrito show. I want to have a cup of coffee and a sausage and egg burrito.
No.
That's what I'd want. That's what I'd want.
We're a Quick Trip chicken show.
We're that bang shrimp from Buckin' Honey's show.
The what?
The bang like dynamite shrimp that they had at
Firecracker. It's called.
The Firecracker. That's what it's called. Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, can we move on now?
Sure.
I kind of like the food game. Honestly,
it's kind of a fun little theme. It's kind of fun.
What's Kyle Bruston Nortman?
I almost am thinking, like, every time we're having a guest, like, what meal would you serve? When Evan Cohen is coming on, what are we serving?
Got to be a little spicy.
Matt LaPay, when he comes on, what are we serving? Steak, like, I think that could be a fun little
chicken,
new shtick.
Chicken soup.
What?
LaPay's like chicken soup. It's, like, smooth and comfortable. And like, oh, yeah. This is good.
Okay, now this has just gotten weird. 10 o'clock hour
now?
Starts in 2 minutes. That's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.